The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome into a training camp daily edition of the Under Center podcast brought to you by St. Xavier University. I'm JJ Stankovic, joined in Bourbonnais by Cam Ellis. It's report day here at Olivet Nazarene University. We've seen some players roll in. We saw Tariq Cohen roll in a slingshot.
I don't even know where one gets a slingshot.
I don't think we have the capital to acquire a slingshot.
I think once you get drafted, they're like, here's where you get cool cars. Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
Right. It's a secret number. Yeah. But no, I mean, it's a day where, you know, players start to file in here and you can just sense how excited they are to be here at camp, even if Tariq Cohen's car is sort of the topic of the day. That's sort of the most newsworthy item, I guess, that we've seen today.
I think it was, what I wasn't expecting was how much enthusiasm there was, considering the sort of stigma behind training camps in general. And maybe that's because it's day one. Like, everyone's happy on the first day of school. It's the third week of school where you're like, I don't like this anymore. Right. Everyone, I think, there's a good sense of the players know what is at stake here, and they know what year it is, and they know how much balance is on this season. And it seems like there was a lot of determination, I thought. It was not a lot of joking around. It was like, we're here, it's camp time.
Yeah, I mean, really, that's the funny thing, is that, like, usually this player arrival thing is sort of loose, and it's funny, and, you know, more guys show up in cars like Tariq Cohen had, and it's sort of like, oh, man, like, look at this. This cool car, or this wacky thing I'm pulling out of my car. But yeah, you're right. There is a lot of just sort of serious determination here. And we heard it from Mitch Trubisky, Khalil Mack, and Allen Robinson today that, you know, this is a team that knows what the expectations are. They don't pay attention to them, or they say they don't pay attention to them, but they know what is at stake in this 2019 season.
I think I saw more people coming out of the dorms than I did going into the dorms, which is a good sign, I guess, that everyone's already here.
Yeah.
I think you're right in that. What I thought was sort of interesting also is that all spring and sort of towards the end of the winter, they were talking about how, hey, you know, we're the hunted, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And people sort of asked them about that today, and they sort of backed off it, I thought. And they sort of went, hey, you know, like that was good off-season talk, but we're here now, and we're not going to worry about what narratives you guys are writing about, which is, of course, what they're going to say.
Yes.
But it does seem there was a real clean slate vibe I got.
Yeah.
Between talking to Robinson and Trubisky and Cohen.
And it's a clean slate in a sense. It's also not a clean slate just because they know what happened and how last season ended.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about it here, but Matt Nagy made it very clear to the players how last season ended and how they need to kind of still carry that with them in a little way. And you see guys like Tariq Cohen saying, even something as little as, you know, when you work hard, it's harder to get injured in camp.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Like, these guys aren't going to, you know, put two craps into this camp. They really do want to come here and try to get better. It's not like they're just going to go through the motions. Now, granted, like you said, Cam, that's easy to say on day one when you're arriving and, oh, you're seeing everyone again for the first time since, you know, in a couple months here. And you know, let's wait till, you know, midway through camp to really say that everyone's still in that great mood.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting camp, just given that, you know, the team knows what those expectations are. They're, you know, Mitch Trubisky said, like, we know what the outside expectations are, but we don't care about that. We care about the internal expectations. But I think the internal expectations line up with the external expectations. Tariq Cohen, you know, used the word dynasty today, which I thought was really, you know, that's sort of how high this team is thinking.
Right.
Whereas in previous years coming to camp, it was sort of like, let's just put together a good team.
Yeah, can you imagine if someone told you last year that there'd be dynasty talk at opening camp?
I can't imagine if someone told me in 2017 if there was dynasty talk. I'd be like, are you talking, what team are you talking
about? Yeah, are we talking about the Bears?
Yeah.
I thought also sort of the most interesting of all the things that were said, someone asked Mitch what he's doing in the first 3-4 days. And he was talking about, and everyone, at least I expected him to talk about, you know, reads and meeting with the QB group. And no, he said it's sort of important to, you know, keep your room clean, to make your bed, to clean, pick up in the locker room. It sort of took me threw me off for a loop, because that's sort of not at all what you expect a pro quarterback to say is the most important thing in this pivotal year. But I think it sort of speaks to how regimented the camp is and how regimented his plan is. Right. And I think it's sort of an interesting look into, yeah, they're not putting pads on until this weekend. Like, what are you going to do from now until then?
Well, and it's a lot of mental discipline.
Right.
You know, when Mitch says that, you think about the mental discipline it takes to have all these other things going on, but keeping your room clean. I mean, I know my house, I have all these things going on during the season, and I'm like, ah, I'll clean tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, to, you know, there's just a certain level of discipline that comes with that, and then, you know, football players will say that bleeds into everything else you do.
Yeah.
If you have that mental discipline in everything that you do, then you're going to be mentally disciplined when you're watching film, when you're practicing, when you're working out, when you're doing all the, you're getting treatment, all these different things. So, yeah, I mean, no one expects training camp to start with bad vibes.
Right.
Unless maybe you cut Mike Daniels right before training camp starts.
Yeah.
That seemed a little awkward up in Green Bay.
Or Mason Foster down in D.C.
Or Mason Foster with D.C., yeah. So, yeah, all good vibes here in Bourbonnais on day one. We will get our first look at practice tomorrow. That's a closed practice to the public. And Saturday, they open the doors to training camp here in Bourbonnais for the public. So that's the first time you can come down and watch us. And then Sunday, the first day of padded practice.
All right.
So I think I think
people, you can tell they're ready to put some pads on.
Yeah.
There've been so much quarter running around the fields and catching passes and juking people and running 2 yards. Like you get a sense that, and that's probably the case with every NFL camp, is that, I mean, these are football players. Like they want to play football at a certain point.
All right. Before we get out of here, just I want to throw out one more thing that I took away from this. And we know Khalil Mack doesn't really like talking about himself. That is a kind of an established thing that, you know, you ask him something about himself and he's going to kind of give you a, you know, an answer where he deflects it.
Sure.
Which is very much who he is. He's not all about himself. But he said today he thinks Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan can play at an all-pro level this year. I think Danny Trevathan, very good player. I don't know if anyone's considering him an all-pro.
Sure.
But Roquan Smith, this is a guy who has that expectation. That's an outside expectation that has been put on Roquan Smith. But to hear it internally of like, hey, this guy can be an all-pro from the best player on your defense, that's saying something.
It's saying something. It's an unbelievable vote of confidence. There's also, it speaks to the expectations for him. I mean, it's year two. It's crazy that they're saying, oh, you know, he's an all, it's not crazy, but it's a lot of expectations for a year two guy, and it goes to show you how much they think of him. And I mean, what are, like, Danny Trevathan, Khalil Mack, like, studying from those two, like, no wonder he could be an all-pro.
Right.
Like, those are two guys that, like, if you're going to become an all-pro, learning from those two guys is about as good as it gets.
And Roquan Smith, another guy who wasn't here in training camp last
year. Right, right. That was another thing to talk about, was that both Allen Robinson and Mack were sort of not around for a lot of training camp last year. Yeah. So it seems like they're fresh and excited to be there.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to get out of here on the Under Center podcast. You can stick with us every day from training camp for a Training Camp Daily brought to you by St. Xavier University. We'll be back with you tomorrow here from Bourbonnais. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.